Sim Dorma from the opera Turandot. I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's really great to be back in Phoenix, Arizona. As many of you know, I was away in Rome, Italy for 2 months doing research, investigating the effects of microcurrent on an animal model of macular degeneration. It was kind of exciting for me to be involved with some of the top scientists and researchers in the world at the University of Rome, and planning to go back in 2 months to continue my work. And also I have some other great news. I got my Florida medical license. I have many patients from Florida, so this is going to be a great opportunity for me now to give them better care and help them conquer their vision loss. And we're planning to have two Florida programs, one April the 24th at the Villages right near Orlando, Florida, and then on May the 1st, we're going to be in Naples, Florida. So those of you that are listening from Florida, I hope to see you at one of the seminars. The seminar is called The 10 Essentials to Save Your Vision. And if you're not able to attend, we do have this available in a webinar format. So go to the website, Healing the Eye, www.healingtheeye.com, and you'll see a link to go to the webinars that I have scheduled. But more importantly, I'm going to be giving a seminar and 3-day program here in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's going to be on April the 9th in Cave Creek. So those of you from Arizona and you want to attend, please give the office a call at 800-430-9328 for more information. So this evening we have Martin Sussman as my guest, and he's the founder and president of the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision. And he has given more than 500 lectures, seminars, and workshops on natural vision therapy. He's a phenomenal individual, and he has a lot of passion, and he's also a prolific writer. Several years ago, he wrote a book called Total Health at the Computer, and we were talking about this, and it's hard to believe that he wrote that book 20 years ago, and I think more than ever, we need help in protecting our eyes from prolonged computer use. And, Martin, it's really great to have you on the program.
Well, it's fun to be back again. Thanks a lot for having me.
So let's just jump right in. For those folks who don't know who you are, I wonder if you could briefly tell your story and how you got interested in natural vision therapy and your story.
All right. Well, I guess in order to tell my story, I'll have to give away my age. But basically, vision and caring for my own vision and teaching people how to care for their vision has been my life mission. And in the late 70s, in 1976, I started to explore why it was that I was nearsighted. And, you know, basically, I was healthy. I was 27, 28 years old at the time. I was healthy and I was fit, but for some reason, I was wearing these thick glasses and I was nearsighted. I began to explore that. One thing led to another. I began to improve my own eyesight. I began my friends said, hey, what are you doing? And they could tell I wasn't wearing those glasses anymore. And then I started to teach them, and then other people came along, and one thing led to another. And pretty soon I was traveling around North America teaching eye classes, vision seminars, showing people what it was that I had learned for myself. And it's basically gone on from there. So now the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision is the largest, if not one of the largest, organizations of its kind that focuses on the full range of dissatisfactions that people have with their eyes, whether it's nearsightedness or other eye problems like that, or macular degeneration or cataracts, or, as we're talking about today, total health at the computer. There's different ways that people have eye problems, and it's been my mission and the mission of the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision to show them natural, effective, safe ways that they can promote and take care of their eyes.
You know what? It's really hard to believe that someone who has glasses for nearsightedness, that it is possible to reduce your prescription, and in some cases even eliminate the need for glasses, without resorting to eye surgery. And how do you explain that possibility? I mean, how can you eliminate glasses? What takes place in a person that they no longer need glasses?
Well, let's sort of ask that question in another way. And the way that I like to ask it is, why do we think that the eyes are the only part of the body that doesn't have the ability to heal and regenerate to at least some degree? If you break your leg, we all expect that with the right care, it'll heal. If you have an illness, we expect that with the right care, you'll get better, or at least maybe not get rid of the illness altogether, but you'll be able to manage it much more effectively. So, for some reason, when it comes to the eyes, we think that once they get bad, there's no turning back. That's my question, is why do people think that that vision is the only part of the body that cannot improve its function? If we, you know, stop and ask the question that way, then people begin to wonder. I mean, the other way to ask the question is, something like 60% of the people in this country need glasses or contacts to see. Now, if I was walking down the street, if you were walking down the street and we saw half the people on crutches because their leg was broken, we would all stop and say, wait a minute, there's an epidemic of broken legs. Let's all do something about it. But when half the people or more than half the people are walking down the street and wearing glasses or contact lenses, nobody even stops to notice. Nobody even stops to take note of it. That's why I call this the problem that nobody sees. And so really what I have done and what you do and what other people like us do in one way or another is we, first of all, open up people's minds to the possibility that vision can change. And then secondly, we provide practical steps that help to stimulate the eyes and the body's natural ability to get better. You know, it may not be perfect, but you can get better, and there are things that we each can do by ourselves and in association with the right kinds of medical professionals to make our vision better.
Well,
you've
I'm
seen
100%.
It. Haven't you seen it? I mean, you've seen it a million times over.
I'm 100% behind you. I'm 62 years of age, and I do not need glasses. Not for reading or not for distance, because, you know, I practice the techniques that you're going to share with us. And, you know, we're coming up to a break in 2 minutes, so I just wanted to let the folks know that they're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and Martin Sussman is with me. We're going to be talking about total health at the computer, and certainly one of the contributing factors that is leading people to need glasses is not using their eyes properly at the computer. And so we're going to talk in detail about what steps you can take to keep your eyes healthy and prevent this eye strain at the computer from leading to serious problems with your eye. So we'll be right back after this break.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Have you considered Dr. Kondrat's three-day program to improve your vision and quality of life? Would you like to improve your vision now? Did you know that over 90% of patients who attend the three-day program have a significant change in vision? Answer these questions to see if you qualify. Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Have you been told by your eye doctor that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? And are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will benefit from the three-day program. Call now to see if you qualify. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. Again, if you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision, if your eye doctor says nothing else can be done, if you don't want to have surgery, if you are open to alternative methods, and you would like to pass your driver's license eye exam, try Dr. Kondrat's three-day program. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Dr. Kondrat is the world's only board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic physician. He is the author of two best-selling books, Healing the Eye the Natural Way and Microcurrent Stimulation Miracle Eye Cure. Anyone with eye-related problems needs these books. Dr. Kondrat talks to us in an easy-to-understand language, gives us many ways to help keep our eyes healthy, and discusses the medical ramifications of macular degeneration in a simple and straightforward manner. It is a joy to have a medical doctor finally embrace the many alternative medicine tools that are out there today in an intelligent manner and from experience. Learn how he can help you improve your eyesight and clarity of vision. Call now to order one or both books today. 1-800-430-9328. That's 1-800-430-9328.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, four CDs of the best of healthy vision, a Snellen acuity chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Learn more about Todd's story at Goldline.com or call 1-800-661-7309 for your free investor kit. That's 1-800-661-7309.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Martin Sussman, who is the founder and president of the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision. So, Martin, let's just get right into it. Computers are such a major problem with our vision. What can we do to maintain our eye health at the computer?
You know, it's amazing. In 1991, I was standing on the front porch where I lived at the time, looking out over the fields and the trees, and all of a sudden I got the idea that I should write a book on saving your eyesight at the computer. And so I began, I worked with an eye doctor who was a friend of mine, Dr. Ernest Lowenstein, and together we put together the book, and we called it Total Health at the Computer, because you can't just have eye problems. People often have body problems at the computer, too. And, you know, 1991, it was before iPads It was before iPhones. It was before laptops. It was before Facebook. It was even before Google. It was before the Internet. It was before AOL. It was way, way back at the beginning. And when I wrote the book, I did a publicity tour and was on all different radio and TV stations for it. And people just absolutely loved the advice. And so the very first piece of advice that I give people is you're not alone. 3 out of 4 of the people who use computers complain of eye strain, repetitive stress injury in the shoulders and the hands and the arms and the wrists is the number one occupational hazard in the workplace today. So it's really common. Whether you're at a computer or a laptop or a smartphone or an iPad, it's really common to have vision problems and body problems as well. You know, how many times do you walk by somebody at the computer and they're hunched over the computer screen? So it's really common. The other part of that, though, is that there's nothing inherently problematic about using a computer or any kind of computer screen. There's nothing inherently problematic. It does not cause the problem. What causes the problems is the fact that we have been so focused on how to use the computer, how to use the latest software, how to use that app, that we aren't focused or trained on how to use our eyes and how to use our body. And once we learn the fundamentals of how to use our eyes and how to use our body, then we're able to get rid of the symptoms of what I call computer stress syndrome, and also we're able to not only just work comfortably at the computer, but we're able to be more productive, keep our mind clearer, concentrate better, and keep our focus more sharp.
As you were talking, I sort of straightened myself because I'm looking at my computer screen right now, and I kind of straightened my back, so I'm going to be kind of like a live subject if you go through this.
There you go. Okay. So there's nine, you know, there's basically three areas that people need to think about. The first one is how to set up your computer, your workspace, where you work. Second area is how to use your body at the computer, and then the third area is how to use your eyes at the computer. So let's talk about each one of those a little bit. The first one is how to set up your workspace. Now in this day and age, people, you know, don't always necessarily have a workspace. They might sit at a table or something like that, but it doesn't matter where it is. But whether you're setting it up or you're adjusting it, there's three things to keep in mind. The first thing is to light the room appropriately when you're working. You don't want there to be too much light in the room, and you also don't want the screen light to be the only light in the room. So you want the room to be lit, ideally, with upward-facing lamps that diffuse the light into the ceiling, or natural light, as long as, and this gets into the second area, as long as you're very conscious of glare on the screen. And people ask me, well, what's glare on the screen? And I say it's really simple. Before you turn on your computer in the morning, look at the screen. If you can see reflections of images and objects in the room, that's glare. And so sometimes you need to lower the blinds to eliminate glare. You need to turn your computer at one angle or another to eliminate glare. Or sometimes you need to, if it's really bad, you need to get a screen that will help eliminate the glare. But it's really important to eliminate or at least reduce dramatically the glare that's on your screen. That's because when there's glare on the screen, your eyes subconsciously are confused and they try to focus on those images that are in the background as much as they're trying to focus on the words and the text on the screen. And so when their focusing is split in those two ways, it causes eye strain.
Well, I like your comment about the peripheral lighting, the balance of the lighting. because it's kind of like balancing the peripheral vision and the central vision to help the eyes relax instead of, you know, being just overwhelmed with just the central vision on that computer.
Right. We'll talk more about that when I get into how to use your eyes at the computer. The third tip in setting up or adjusting your workspace is to maximize focusing distance. So lots of us put the computer up against the wall or we're in a little cubicle, and what you want to do, if it's at all possible, is to set up your computer in such a way so that you can every once in a while look up and look beyond the screen and have that distance that you look be as far as possible, like out the window or across the hallway or down to the other end of the room. And so maximize setting up your workspace or adjusting it so that you can increase the focusing distance is extremely helpful, and I'll talk more about why that's so in a minute. But let me just give people one tip. Lots of times you can't control that. You know, you're in a cubicle or in a corner, and most of the space in the room is behind you. And so in that case, what I say is put a mirror up, because when you look in the mirror and then see what's behind you, it's just as good as if you were actually looking behind you. Your eyes actually focus that way. So if you're looking in a mirror at something that's 10 feet away behind you, it actually appears to your eyes as if you are focusing on something 10 feet away. So
yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah, so I call that the mirror technique, and you know, always have a mirror up if you possibly can. If you can't, just normally and directly minimize the focusing distance. So those are the three things to do when you're setting up or adjusting your workspace. You want to light the room in a diffuse way, you want to reduce or eliminate glare, and you want to maximize your focusing distance.
And how about the angle of the computer? Is that important?
Well, it
the angle
you mean
of the
like of the screen. Well, it's important in two different ways. One is that if you can adjust it, sometimes just doing that will reduce the amount of glare on the screen. So if you have a laptop and you can move the screen up or down, the angle will change the amount of glare that's on the screen. So you want to find the angle that reduces the glare the maximum amount. The second thing is that the angle of the screen does help a little bit in terms of making it a little bit easier on your eyes, and I'll talk about that when we go into the second part of how to use your body at the computer.
Yeah, we're coming up to a break right now, and you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Martin Sussman, who's the founder and president of the Cambridge Institute, and we're talking about total health at the computer. Very, very fascinating, and this is probably one of the biggest contributing factors to eye strain and poor eye health. So we're going to be continuing our very interesting discussion, and we'll be right back after this break. Okay, we got 1 minute left, so I wanted to tell the folks that I do have a couple of seminars coming up in Florida. Now that I have my medical license, I'm really excited that I'll be able to spend more time in Florida to help folks there who are my existing patients. So our first seminar is going to be April the 24th at the Villages, and then I'll be in Naples, Florida on May the 1st. So this is an excellent opportunity to attend my 10 Essentials to Save Your Vision seminar. And those of you that are interested in the 10 Essentials to Save Your Vision seminar, I really look forward to seeing you in Florida. And we'll be right back after this break.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. Hundreds of demonstrators rallied in Miami today for the family of slain teenager Trayvon Martin. Among the many speakers was former NBA player Alonzo Mourning.
We have to save our children. Our children are dying. And the only way we do that is we come together as one. God bless you all, and I am Trayvon Martin.
Speaker after speaker struck the same theme, that the neighborhood watchman who killed Martin should be arrested and jailed. Meanwhile, in Texas, a group that comes to the defense of those involved in self-defense shootings is offering George Zimmerman, the watchman, $1,000 toward his defense. More than two dozen people have been killed in the Syrian city of Homs today as President Assad ignored international calls for a ceasefire. In Istanbul, Turkey, 70 nations pledged millions in aid for the Syrian rebels. Secretary of State Clinton warned Assad of serious consequences if the violence continues. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. You know, March was a pretty warm month. At least it ended up that way. April is starting a chilly month with partly cloudy skies, breezy to windy. Only mid-70s today and upper 70s for the second day of the month tomorrow. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 72 degrees.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Did you know short sales can erase all home loan debt?
Don't walk away. Many banks and the government now pay sellers to complete short sales.
I'm Rick Elton.
And I'm Dave Elton. Elton Realty has served the Valley for over 15 years.
Every short sale is different. Outcomes are not guaranteed.
Call for a free consultation that best serves your situation and get a fresh start today.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318.
Or visit eltonrealty.com.
Coming up this week on The Kevin Trudeau Show.
I'm Kevin Trudeau, The Kevin Trudeau Show, everything they don't want you to know about. This week I have headlines you don't hear about in the mainstream media. Plus natural cures for better health and ways to have, be, or do everything and anything you ever will desire. Improve your physical, financial, and mental health today, The Kevin Trudeau Show.
Sundays from noon to 3 p.m. on News Talk Radio 1100, KFNX.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And with me is Martin Sussman. And we're discussing total health at the computer. So please continue, Martin. This is really, really fascinating. And I think you're conveying a lot of really good concepts that are going to be helping a lot of folks out there.
Yeah, what we're talking about were the nine fundamentals for being healthy at the computer, and they have to do with three areas: this, how to set up your workspace, how to use your body at the computer, and how to use your eyes at the computer. And before the break, we went over the three fundamentals for setting up your computer workspace. Now let's talk about how to use your body at the computer. And the first thing is sort of an obvious thing to say, but it's position yourself correctly. Unfortunately, most people do the opposite. Rather than adjusting the computer to their body, what they do is try to adjust their body to the computer. So you plop the computer down on a table, you walk into work, and the place is already set up where your computer is supposed to be. So now you have to fit yourself to the computer. That's a recipe for tension. So there are some, the key is to position yourself correctly. And so let's just start from the feet all the way up to the eyes in terms of what positioning yourself correctly means. First of all, you want to sit at a height so that you can rest your feet on the floor. You don't want the chair so high that your feet don't reach the floor, or if the chair is so high that your feet don't reach the floor, get a little stool to put your feet on. You want your knees to be a little bit lower than the height of your hips. If your knees are higher than your hips, that's going to produce tension after the many hours we sit in front of the screen. So you want your knees to be a little bit lower than your hips. Then when you go to actually rest your hands on the keyboard and start to type, you want your wrists to be slightly lower than the hinge of your elbows. One of the main reasons for wrist and shoulder problems is that people bend their wrists backwards in order to type, or they raise their shoulders up into their ears in order to type. So instead, you want to be very conscious and make sure that your wrists are level and that the height of your wrist is slightly below your elbows. Then going up, obviously, the next we'll sort of scoot right up to the eyes. You want the screen to be slightly lower than eye level. So that means that if you're looking straight ahead, your line of sight would be at the top of the computer monitor or maybe slightly above that. So you want to be looking down at an angle towards the screen. And again, when you position yourself correctly from the screen, you should be sitting somewhere around 18, maybe 20 inches or so away from the screen. You don't want to be much closer than that or much further away than that. So that is one of the three things to be aware of, how to position yourself correctly at the screen. And if people want more information about that, I have this great little chart. I have lots of charts that explain all this and illustrate all this. They can just shoot me an email at martin@bettervision.com and ask for it, and we'll get it to them. So the next thing to do is to sit and bend properly. I mean, how many people do you see at the computer? Their shoulders are rounded, their backs are hunched, and their necks are jutting out, and then they want to know why they feel tight and tired and tense at the end of the day. So always sit and bend properly. And what does properly mean? That means that when you bend, you want to bend from the waist, not from the middle back, not from the shoulders. And when you sit, you want to sit as upright as you can without your head jutting forward. Again, I've got this great illustration that explains what I'm saying. So the third thing to keep in mind with your body at the computer is to breathe. Breathe and relax. We get so focused on what is on the screen that we forget and tune out everything else, including how we're feeling. So if you can simply remember to breathe, you know, you're going to then start to pay attention to how your shoulders are tight. And then you're going to start to pay attention how you're squinching your eyebrows when you're concentrating. You're going to be aware of how your fingers or might be a little braced as you're typing. So you want to relax your body, be aware of your body, and be aware of your breathing. That little tip of being aware of your body and aware of your breathing can go a long, long way to keeping you comfortable at the computer. So those are the three things to keep in mind.
The breathing is so important, because those slow, deep breaths balance your autonomic nervous system. So they do relax your body, in addition to increasing the oxygenation in your blood to supply that necessary oxygen to your eye, you know, for visual function. So, but you're right. You know, so many people are so engrossed with their computer work, their whole body becomes tense, and they kind of stop breathing. They hold their breath.
What I do, I try to make a distinction between concentration with attention as opposed to concentration with tension. And there's a world of difference between the two, and yet it's very easy to slip from attending to what's on the screen to being in tension about what's on the screen. So there's a difference between attention and tension, and a lot of these tips are designed to help you become more aware of exactly what that difference is.
Yeah, so maybe you could talk a little bit more about that topic, about tension and attention.
Yeah, well, there's three things that happen when physiologically a person is under stress. Their peripheral vision constricts, their blinking decreases, and their breathing either stops or becomes more shallow. Those are three measurable physiological phenomenon that happen when a person is under stress. Well, guess what? Those are the three things that happen when a person sits at a computer screen. When you sit at a screen, your peripheral vision constricts, and you're looking just, and you're focused on just what's on the screen. when you're looking at the screen, it's been documented that your blink rate goes down and decreases quite significantly. That's one of the reasons, by the way, that so many people who use computers complain of dry eyes. They're just not blinking. They're staring instead of blinking. And when you're at a computer, if you're engrossed and over-engrossed in what you're doing, then your breathing becomes shallow and less regular. So the very physiological things that using a computer sort of forces you to do are the very same physiological things that happen when you're under stress. So it's no wonder that at the end of a while at the computer, you can't focus as clearly, or your body hurts, or you're tired, or you can't understand why just sitting still and wiggling your fingers over some keys and moving your eyes can feel so draining. And yet that's exactly how many people feel after they've worked at a computer for a while. And so the key to all of this is, again, finding that, you know, developing that awareness so you're not just aware of what you see, but you're also aware of how you see and how you're using your eyes and your body so that you can just take that second or two here and there along the way to breathe and blink and relax in front of the screen. You know, these are not just things to take care of you, but they're actually things that will increase your productivity when you're working at the computer, will increase your mental acuity and your mental sharpness, and make it easier for you to focus for longer periods of time.
Now, suggestions in terms of stretching or maybe standing up or moving, you know, when you're at the computer for a long period of time?
Well, in our research for the book, what we discovered was that there were about 25 different symptoms of computer stress syndrome. Headaches, obviously. In fact, you know, we discovered that there were like four or five different kinds of headaches that people experience. You know, a headache that comes around your eyes and your eyes hurt is actually different in terms of what contributes to it than a headache that occurs on the back of your head or on the sides of your head. A headache that comes on later in the day is different than a headache that is in the front of your head, on your forehead. So we identified, you know, 25 or so different symptoms of computer stress syndrome: pain in your body, pain in your thighs, your legs, your lower back, tingling. Not just pain, but tingling in your arms, your wrists, your hands. And so what we did was we went through each one of the symptoms, and we realized that
You're listening to Healthy Vision, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about the third area, which is what to do with your eyes when you're using a computer.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Have you considered Dr. Kondrat's 3-day program to improve your vision and quality of life? Would you like to improve your vision now? Did you know that over 90% of patients who attend the 3-day program have a significant change in vision? Answer these questions to see if you qualify. Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Have you been told by your eye doctor that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? And are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will benefit from the 3-day program. Call now to see if you qualify. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. Again, if you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision, if your eye doctor says nothing else can be done, if you don't want to have surgery, if you are open to alternative methods, and you would like to pass your driver's license eye exam, try Dr. Kondrat's 3-day program. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Dr. Kondrat is the world's only board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic physician. He's the author of two best-selling books, healing the eye the natural way, and Microcurrent Stimulation Miracle Eye Cure. Anyone with eye-related problems needs these books. Dr. Kondrat talks to us in an easy-to-understand language, gives us many ways to help keep our eyes healthy, and discusses the medical ramifications of macular degeneration in a simple and straightforward manner. It is a joy to have a medical doctor finally embrace the many alternative medicine tools that are out there today in an intelligent manner and from experience. Learn how he can help you improve your eyesight and clarity of vision. Call now to order one or both books today. 1-800-430-9328. That's 1-800-430-9328.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, four CDs of The Best of Healthy Vision, a Snellen Acuity Chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Did you know that more than 65% of corporations on the New York Stock Exchange are using barter? In fact, more than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Think you know barter? Think again. With Premier Barter, the Valley's fastest growing and most business-friendly barter company, you can gain access to a network of more than 40,000 companies. Through Premier Barter, you can expand your customer base and generate barter dollars, which can be spent through hundreds of companies locally and thousands of companies nationwide. Almost anything you can think of, things you're currently buying for cash, can be acquired with barter. Visit www.premierbarter.com. It will be the best business decision you ever make. 602-470-8020. That's 602-470-8020. More than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Call Premier Barter today. That's 602-470-8090. PremierBarter.com.
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Well, welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. With me is Martin Sussman, founder and president of the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision, and we're talking about total health at the computer, and we're going to be covering our last topic on what to do with your eyes when you're doing computer work.
Great. Okay, so we just to recap very quickly, we went over how to set up your computer or how to adjust your computer space and then how to use your body at the computer, and now we'll talk about how to use your eyes at the computer. Now, there's three things to keep in mind, and one of them is to remember to blink. Now, normally, your eye blinks every 3 to 5 seconds. But when you're at the computer, it's been documented that the blink rate reduces by about half. And as I said before, that's one of the reasons people have dry eyes. So, you know, you can't sit there with a stopwatch and remind yourself every 3 seconds to blink, but you want to start making that a habit, because that will not only lubricate your eyes, but it'll also help with your concentration. Because when you're not blinking, what are you doing? You're staring. And when you're staring, what that means is that you're concentrating, you're over-concentrating, as I said before, you're concentrating with tension rather than attention. So if you remember to blink, it's not only going to help your blinking, it's also going to help you be relaxed and focused in your concentration. So that's one of the three tips on how to use your eyes. The second one is to see more than just the screen. Now, when your eyes are open, there's so much that comes in, not just from your periphery off to the right, your periphery off to the left, but also what's above what you're looking at and what's behind what you're looking at and what's in front of what you're looking at. So there's lots of images that, and visual light information that comes into your eyes, but you're staring at the computer screen, which makes up maybe
1/50th of your entire visual field, and much less than that when you're just looking at a smartphone. I mean, my God, you know, that's like a postage stamp in the context of everything that's coming into your eyes. When you're over-focused on the central vision, you're constricting your peripheral vision, and when you're constricting your peripheral vision, you're doing just what I said before, contributes to stress. So you want to be aware of your total field of vision. Don't just see the screen, see what's behind the screen, see what's off to the side, what's off to the other side. That's hugely important, and it's very, very easy to forget. But that's the key, is to see more than just the screen. Part of the reason for so many of the vision problems that we have, whether it's nearsightedness or even macular degeneration or cataracts, is that we are over-focused on just the direct thing that we're looking at rather than seeing that direct thing in the context of everything else that's in our field of vision. So the third area now is to look into the distance frequently. Now, this is an area which, unfortunately, many people are being given wrong advice. What you often hear is, well, if you're working at the computer for a long period of time, then every hour you should get up and take a break for 5 minutes and look into the distance and stretch your body. Well, that may be fine to do it every hour, but that's not really going to do you and your eyes and your body justice. What your eyes really need are what are called micro breaks. So every 2 minutes, it's better to just look off into the distance for 1 or 2 seconds than it is to save up all those breaks just for once an hour. So micro breaks are the key. Every 2 minutes, take 2 seconds to look in the distance. You're not going to remember every time. So maybe it turns out to be every 4 minutes or every 10 minutes, you look off into the distance. Not only is it helpful to look into the distance, but it's also helpful to shift back and forth. So you look into the distance, you come back and look at the screen, and then you shift back off into the distance again. You go back and forth that way 2 or 3 times. That stretching of your eyes is equivalent to getting up and walking around the room for the rest of your body. So you really want to shift your focus, because one of the most stressful things about using a screen is that it is fixed focus work. You're always looking the same distance away from you. And that, even though your eyes move left to right, they're not moving in and out. And so the focus is fixed, and that is extremely stressful to your eyes. So break your focus, look into the distance a couple of seconds or every couple of minutes, and that you'll be amazed at how much longer you're going to be able to concentrate.
Now, why do you think those micro breaks are important? Because I was always taught every 10 to 15 minutes, you know, take a break and look away from the computer. But I kind of like that idea about the micro breaks.
Well, you know, the thing is that we are so out of tune with our eyes and our visual system that we don't even know it when they're under stress. So here's what I'd like to tell people to do. Hold your arm out at shoulder height. And, you know, if you hold your arm out at shoulder height, you might be able to do it for a minute or two, maybe even three, but at some point it's just going to get really tired and you're going to have to drop your hand and put it down. Well, if you were to hold your arm out that way and hold it that way for 30 seconds and then drop it for just 1 second or two and then bring it back up again and then in the next 30 seconds drop it for 1 second or two and keep going that way, the total amount of time you're going to be able to keep your arm outstretched is going to be much, much longer because you're taking
all
those short little breaks.
You could probably do that all day long.
Exactly. Same exact thing with your eyes. The difference is that with your shoulder, you feel the tension, you feel the pain right in the moment. with your eyes, you sometimes do if you have one of the symptoms of computer stress syndrome, like blurry vision, or the screen goes out of focus, or your vision gets worse as the day goes on, or you see double images. But most of the people, you know, it sort of insidiously grows on them, and then they don't even notice it, and then they got to go get a pair of glasses, or they got to get a stronger pair of glasses, or before they needed glasses only in the distance, now they need them also for close up. So it's much more insidious and gradual over time, but it's the same exact principle. The shorter the shorter the breaks and the more frequent the breaks, the better it is for your eyes.
But also I think that, you know, some people, when they're using their eyes for a prolonged period of time without taking a break, their eye muscles go into spasm because they become locked in
yep.
that particular focal range, much like your muscle will go into spasm, you know, when you hold
right,
your arm
exactly.
up for a long period of time. And, of course, that's one of the ideas or theories of why people become nearsighted. You know, their eyes become locked into a spasm state, and, you know, they just keep on getting progressively stronger pair of glasses, and that spasm just stays one step ahead of their prescription.
Right, exactly. And the thing about the arm spasm when you hold your hand out outstretched is that you feel that in the moment. You can feel it. But we can't feel, or most of us can't feel that spasm that's in the focusing muscles of the eyes. We can see the result of it because our vision gets blurry, but we can't actually feel it in the eyes. And, you know, part of a lot of the tips and techniques that I teach are all from one way or another designed to help people become much more sensitive to this important part of their body, their eyes, and how their eyes function. And when you can be aware of how your eyes are working, that's the doorway into making them completely relaxed and comfortable when you use them.
You know, we're coming up to a close on Healthy Vision, and I wanted you to give the listeners your contact information in case they wanted to email you or go to your website and investigate some of the wonderful products you have to help folks improve their vision.
Sure. People can get in touch with the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision by going to www.bettervision.com. And when they're there, they can see the full range of things that we offer. We have nutritional supplements for the eyes, and we also have different educational programs and recordings for the eyes. So there's specific programs on middle-aged sight, specific programs on nearsightedness or astigmatism. And so everything that people want is at bettervision.com.
Well, Martin, thank you so much for taking time. It was a real pleasure. You've given the listeners so much great information. Thanks so much.
Well, it's been a pleasure once again.
Vision,
thank you.
And this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. Until next week, wishing you good health and clear vision.
This is Ron Sherman. Zero Res is the carpet, tile, fabric, and more cleaning service that doesn't use old-fashioned soap and water for cleaning. Nah, Zero Res uses empowered water, not soap and chemicals, and what you get is a better clean with no crunchy sound in your carpet. And since there's no residue when they leave, your carpets stay cleaner longer. These guys are good.
Now here's the kicker. When you call Zero Res, be sure to ask for the Ron Sherman Radio Special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize three rooms for just $119. But you have to ask for the Ron Sherman Radio Special. Three rooms of carpet, pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for just $119. Just call 480-507-2419. All during March, a portion of the proceeds from Zero Res will go to Phoenix Children's Hospital. It's all part of a $5,000 commitment from Zero Res. Ask for the Ron Sherman Radio Special. Call Zero Res, 480-507-2419.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.